So I've been playing music coming out of Echo Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. I'd like to thank once again Larry Chambers for showing Robin and I around the studio and supplying me with a bunch of music. Thank you very much. Enjoying these sounds. Gospel and new blues and soul. They're keeping it going. And here's another woman. I wasn't planning on staying on Echo this long, but they've got some good stuff here. Here's another woman still going strong on the Chitlin circuit. It can be a bit bawdy in live concerts. I'm playing one of her calmer ones, a tune called Still Stroking from the CD of the same title. This is Ms. Jody. And we're going to play this new CD and title cut, Still Stroking. Talking about the cool blues and soul style sounds that's still going strong.
Cause I kind of music is
Ms. Jody, and a title cut from her newest CD, Still Stroking. So I mentioned Larry Chambers, who works for Echo Studios, Echo Records. He's one of the, I guess, like a promoter down there. But back in the day, he was also a songwriter. Actually worked down Muscle Shoals, the great Muscle Shoals studio in Alabama, in their old soul days back in the early 70s, I do believe. And but I found a copy of a first song he got put on record. It was done by Ann Hodge, and it's called You're Welcome Back.
Let those little drops of water meeting under your chin be teardrops. Get that pain in your heart be there because you lost a new love. Well, I know just how you feel. I felt that way for so many years. Every Christmas, that cloudy day, you tell me goodbye and prepare you up to wait now, baby.
You're welcome
now, baby.
You're welcome back
now, baby.
You're welcome back to me.
Right, Larry Chambers' first song, recorded by Ann Hodge, in tune You're Welcome Back single. All right, let's continue my little southern tour, vacation tour. Robin Tomlin and I were lucky enough to visit Malico Studios and actually got to be shown around by Wolf Stevenson, one of the original founding members of that studio. Back in 62, it started out as just a booking agency, but in 67 they opened a recording studio, and they have a new buildings now because they were hit by a tornado, I believe, a couple of years ago. Fortunately, they had built a safe room for their master tapes, so all those were saved, and luckily none of the people working there were hurt, amazingly, because the buildings were pretty much torn to shreds. It's pretty amazing they survived that. But anyway, they've built some new digs, and we got to check it out and talk to Wolf Stevenson. It was really nice. And I'll play some of the music that came out of, some of the early soul that came out of that studio. Wardell Kwazeg, I could never quite pronounce his last name correctly, the New Orleans producer, brought you people like Fats Domino, Professor Longhair, provided some artists for that studio and trade for studio time and studio musicians. And he brought on people like King Floyd and Gene Knight, which did very well for them. Although their songs were rejected originally, and Malico put them out on their own label. Then they became hits, then got picked up by Stax and Atlanta Records. So let's hear a couple of tunes. Let's hear, start out with Gene Knight's Mr. Big Stuff, followed by King Floyd's Groove Me.
Come on.
Those two songs were originally rejected and ended up becoming hits, helping Malico gain some notoriety from like Stax in Atlanta, who sent them musicians to record there. Here's another one that got rejected by the major labels until Malico put it out by themselves. They ended up going to number two in R&B and number three on the pop charts and number five in the UK singles. And I think it's just like a... around 73 or maybe 75 when it actually came out. It's Misty Blue by Dorothy Moore.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue.
Some sounds that came out of Malico Studios in Jackson, Mississippi. My friend who set most of this stuff up, actually set all of it up pretty much, Robin Tomlin, I could thank him for that. Set up these visits to these studios. He has a show, by the way, on WTJU on Mondays. You can listen on the internet at 12 o'clock. Soul Situation, I believe it's the title. And thank you again. All right, so anyway, Malico Studios in Jackson, Mississippi. There's some of the old soul tunes that came out of that studio. And all three of those that I played were like originally rejected and became hits later. Also in Jackson, Mississippi, from Jackson, Mississippi, is the great singer Sam Baker, who we had the opportunity to visit. He was living in an assistance home, but a senior assistance home. But I can easily say he doesn't seem like he needed much assistance. He's doing pretty well. And very sharp mind, and a lot of fun to talk to. And wants me to send him some African music CDs, which I will do. So anyway, let's hear some songs from Sam Baker. I think this is his first recording, I'm not positive, a tune called Crazy About You. And then we're going to follow that with another one of his hits, Do Right Man, Sam Baker. Thank you.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
All right, normally Dowdy joins me at 5. We get together every Sunday to bring you the Motherland influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. But he's taking a trip too. He didn't get a chance to go to the Folk Fest Friday and Saturday, so he's on there. He's on his way there now. Well, I guess he's there now, hopefully enjoying. So I'll be doing the Motherland influence by myself. Brought back some African and Colombian recordings from one of my favorite record stores in New Orleans. So I'll play some of that for you and some of the new stuff we have here in the studio. All right. Last two from Sam Baker, great soul singer that we had the pleasure of meeting in Jackson, Mississippi, and listening to his stories and rolling off all these wonderful names of musicians that he had the chance to meet and tour with and record with. We heard last one was Do Right Man, and before that, Crazy About You, a little funk and blues from Mr. Sam Baker. Okay, on this trip also, we got to go to we were in Memphis for a while and got to check out Stax Records and Royal Studios. Royal Studios, run by a great producer, Willie Mitchell. Home of High Records and High Rhythm Section. And originally a minor rockabilly studio, but Willie Mitchell created the soul sound of High Records and at Royal. And had singers like Ann Peoples, Ovi Wright, Otis Clay, Syl Johnson, Al Green. Some great folks there. Then also people like Phineas Newborn, Bill Black Combo, Ace Cannon, and Keith Richards. And who else did I see there? A guy with rooster hair. Rod Stewart also recorded there. I do believe he saw some pictures there. And anyway, I think if you go to WRIR.org, eventually I'll post a link to my Facebook site, The Other Black Music and Motherland Influence radio show site, and I'll be posting some photos from that trip. Royal Studios, Stax Museum, Malico, Echo, New Orleans, Ponderosa Stomp. Had a great time down south. Anyway, some sounds that came out of Royal, produced by great Willie Mitchell. By the way, his daughters are still running the place too. Denise LaSalle was going to be recording there later that day that we visited. Unfortunately, we weren't able to hang around. And, I'll play something by her, too. Let's see. All right, let's start out with, I said, Otis Clay and Ovi Wright were a couple of people who recorded there. Let's start with Pouring Water on a Drowning Man by Otis Clay. And then That's How Strong My Love Is by Ovi Wright.
I should have been a clown. How much more could I stand when you're pouring water on a drowning man? You put me on the right track and then you let me down. You stab me in my back, yes you do, baby, every time I turn around. Won't you try and understand? You're pouring water. Oh, yes, you are. You're pouring water. Oh, you know. Oh, you're pouring water on a drowning man. Oh, yeah. You're pouring water on a drowning man.
Right, that's how strong my love is. Before that, Otis Clay pouring water on a drowning man. Both of them recorded at Royal Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. And it was kind of cool visiting the place and actually seeing in person gold records, wall full of them. Many for the next two artists I'm going to play, but first let me do a little reading for you. The galleries at the Richmond Public Library main branch offer a free selection of visual art for patrons. Exhibits through October 29th include Herald One, a collection of recent works by 12 distinguished local painters and photographers, as well as prints by David Freed and painting by Richmond artist Ann Newbold Perkins. Richmond's main branch library is at 101 East Franklin Street. More information, including operating hours and other special events at the library, can be found at richmondpubliclibrary.org. And also, WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well. Without our underwriters, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about supporting WRIR while getting the word out about what you have to offer, you can send an email to underwriting@wrir.org. All right, let's continue with some more sounds out of Royal. Syl Johnson and Al Green, a couple of their big hitters at Royal Studios. We had two from Syl Johnson. Both hits for him. I think all three of these are hits for these guys. Is It Because I'm Black, followed by Take Me to the River, and then Here I Am, Come and Take Me, Al Green.
Splash against my hollow bones, that rocks my soul. Oh, 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 oh. Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghettos of the city. Yeah, oh Lord. Mama, she worked so hard to earn every penny. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Oh, somebody tell me, what can I do? Will I survive or will I die? Somebody, I wanna be somebody so bad. You see, Cadillac cars. Oh, I wanna be somebody so bad, but you keep on putting your foot on me, and I believe I can break away and be somebody. Cigarettes.
loving you and loving you. Laying all my troubles down. Come and take me. Here I am, baby. Come and take me. Take me by the hand. Yeah. I'm squeezing. Here I am, baby. When I can always call. I know you'll do the best you can. But it don't take much for me before my cup runs over.
Take Me, one of the hits recorded at Royal Studios in Memphis. I had the pleasure of visiting there. And before that, also recorded in Royal Studios, two from Still Johnson. The tune he wrote, Take Me to the River, and then Is It Because I'm Black? All right. I also got to visit in Memphis, the Stax Museum. And we can hear some. Don't have a lot of time left, but they had many, many hot artists on the Stax label, including one of my favorites, about to do one of my favorite tunes from him. It's this Mr. Rufus Thomas tune, Memphis Train.
To been loving you.
Special mix in the background, Judy Gales, and You Got the Push. Don't know anything about it. I just happened to find this up in the attic of Echo Records. Before that, you heard Otis Redding recorded for Stax, one of the biggest artists, unfortunately passed away early. Yeah, Rufus Thomas before that. All right, I never did get down to the New Orleans part of the trip, so I have to do that some other time. Thank you for listening, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You've been listening to Greybeard, it's the other black music. Be back in 2 weeks. Dottie will be here next week in his time slot with Ambience Congo. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds.
Oh,